From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I am a little bit nervous about this segment because I am really no good at puzzles. And I'm certainly no good at crossword puzzles, which, of course, is your stock in trade.
Oh, I don't believe that. You're smart enough to do any puzzle.
In any case, I'm your slave for life since you put me into one of your puzzles, which was great.
That's right.
Needless to say, I have it framed at home.
Terrific.
Now, the challenge last week was to get our listeners thinking about equipment for games. Could you just go over again what the challenge was?
Yes, I said name a piece of game equipment, two words, each three letters, in which the two three-letter words are synonyms of each other in a non-game sense. What piece of game equipment is this?
And the answer is?
The answer is Q-tip, as in pool or billiards, and Q and tip being synonyms. We had a number of interesting alternative answers. The best one, I thought, was tin can from Kick the Can, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But since you don't usually think of it as game equipment, that's not as good an answer as Q-tip.
Now, we got about 500 entries, but only 200 of them had the correct answer. And our winner, chosen randomly, as always, is Mark Abrams from San Diego, California, and he's on the line. Mark?
Yes.
Now, I understand you've been listening to this puzzle feature for quite a while now, but you have never entered before.
That's right. It was my first entry, and usually we listen to the show when my wife and I take a car trip on the weekend, and so it's a perfect time to listen to the show. And, you know, we play along and we get the answers, but normally by the time we get back, we've forgotten about it. And just kind of let it go by the wayside, but this time we got it so quick and we're so confident that we decided to submit as soon as we could.
And then you were the one that was drawn from the pack. So that's pretty lucky.
Yes.
Well, now, it sounds to me like you are going to be better at figuring things out than I am, but...
Well, I don't know. Don't put any pressure on me.
Since I've never done this before and you've only done it once, we can play as a team. What do you say?
Okay, that sounds good.
Well, Mark and I are... it might be overstating to say that we're ready, but let's play.
All right, Mark and Linda, every answer today is a phrase consisting of two four-letter words, and the two words are reversals of each other. For example, if I gave you the clue, a place to buy a streetcar, you would say tram mart.
Okay.
Oh, right? No. Okay.
Number one is an unexciting poet.
Dull.
Dull's not it, because that won't read backwards.
No, that won't go backwards.
What's a four-letter word for a poet, like Shakespeare?
Bard.
Uh-huh. An unexciting poet is?
A drab bard.
A drab bard is it.
Okay, Mark, you get to do all of the others because
I don't think so.
The chances of
me
getting
bard
one are not so good.
Number two, an enthusiastic opera singer. Female opera singer.
Well, I got that one.
Okay, let's hear it.
One, two, three, Mark.
No, go.
Avid diva.
An avid diva, excellent.
Wow.
How about memo at a famous English school?
Come on, Mark.
Oh, gosh.
A famous English school.
Okay, what's a famous English school?
Prep school, and it's where Princes Harry and William have been schooled.
All right, let's think of a four-letter word for memo, which is already a four-letter word. So.
I would my guess would be that the letter for memo starts with N.
Note.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's note backward?
Eton.
It's called Eton, right? The famous English school is Eton. That would be an Eton note.
Right. Tone.
All right. Now we're on a roll. Try this one: an argument over who plays the bugle at night, as at a military camp.
Okay.
Argument over who plays the bugle at night.
Tap spat?
A tap spat, is it? Very good.
Very good.
Good. Long periods in the history of a video game company.
Long periods in the history?
Long periods in the history of a video game company. Oh, Sega Saga?
Sega is right. What's Sega backward?
Oh, Sega Ages, sorry.
Sega Ages, is it? Try this one. A train official who doesn't tell the truth.
Hmm.
Rail Liar.
Rail Liar. Boy, you're getting fast now.
Yeah.
Where Othello Stayed at the Inn. Think of a four-letter word to describe Othello.
I'm nowhere with this one.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's empty boat. That's a...
Well, Othello the...
Yes.
The Moor, right?
That's right. So he stayed in the...
Moor Room.
The Moor Room is right.
Okay.
How about Warning to a Jules Verne Captain?
Nemo Omen.
That's a Nemo Omen. Good job, Mark.
Okay. Fantastic.
Except at the end, I guess.
You did very, very well.
Okay, thank you.
And for playing the puzzle today, you will get a weekend edition lapel pin. That's a biggie.
Okay.
The Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM, featuring print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House by Guess Who?
Excellent.
And what is your public radio station, Mark?
KPBS.
Mark Abrams from San Diego, California, home of KPBS. Thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you very much. It was fun.
Now, Will, what is the next puzzle that our listeners can be working on it this week?
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Steve Bagish of Littleton, Massachusetts. Take 7 consecutive letters of the alphabet, remove one, rearrange the remaining 6 letters to get the last name of a famous author. Who is it? So again, 7 consecutive letters of the alphabet, remove one, rearrange the remaining 6 letters to get the last name of a famous author. What author is it?
Fortunately for me, Leanne will have to work this one out. When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. That's PUZZLE at npr.org. Only 1 entry per person. Deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please give us a day and evening phone number. We'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts, who joined us from our New York bureau. Will, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, Linda.